Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. This news update is brought to you by Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance of Sebring. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid in Sebring across from Luke's Market. And a food pantry event will take place at 122 Croswell Avenue in Croswell, Sanilac County, on Wednesday, October 29th. That's actually today, from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. The event is hosted by Mama's Mission at the Croswell Community of Christ Church and aims to provide support to local residents in need. The food pantry operates on select Wednesdays each month, offering assistance to individuals and families across the community. And families across Michigan's Thumb, Huron, Tuscola, and Sanilac counties are facing challenges with food access due to federal disruptions in SNAP benefits. But there are still many resources available to help stretch household food dollars and keep healthy meals on the table. Local emergency food assistance, you can call 211 anytime to get connected with food pantries and nutrition services in your area. Thumb blessing boxes are discreetly placed in communities throughout Huron and Tuscola counties, offering basic needs and food items. Take what you need, leave what you can. And a Tuscola Community Connections app provides easy mobile access to food pantry locations, housing help, health services, and more. Statewide programs and updates, MI Bridges is the hub for applying for food help, including SNAP and WIC. Due to the ongoing federal shutdown, November 2025 SNAP benefits will not be added to EBT cards, but any remaining funds are still usable at approved stores and markets. Double Up Food Bucks, which matches SNAP fruit and vegetable purchases, as temporarily removed daily limits and extended expiration dates through December. School and Medicaid supports all schools. Serve free breakfast and lunch for students. Ask about weekend backpack food programs and in-school pantries. And during Cybersecurity Awareness Month, the Michigan Unemployment Insurance Agency, or UIA, is reminding workers and employers to take steps that protect their personal data from increasingly sophisticated scammers and fraudsters. UIA Director Jason Palmer emphasized the importance of being vigilant and knowing how to spot scams targeting unemployment accounts. The agency recommends changing passwords regularly, using strong combinations, verifying communications directly with UIA, monitoring bank and account activity for suspicious actions, deleting unknown apps, and promptly installing security updates. UIA actively monitors benefit claims for fraud and collaborates with state and federal law enforcement as well as national partners to prosecute criminals. Since March 2020, over 160 suspects have faced charges for unemployment fraud, with more than 100 sentenced to prison and ordered to pay restitution. Additional resources, including a claimant roadmap, legal advocacy, federal worker support, employer guidelines, and a new AI-powered chatbot, are available to help Michigan residents navigate and secure unemployment systems. If anyone suspects fraud or identity theft, they should report it immediately through their MyWAM account or call UIA's customer hotline. When we come back after this Farmers Insurance with Amanda Langmaid, we'll get to our national and international news.
This is Amanda Langmaid, agent owner here at Farmers Insurance in Sebring. I know there's a lot going on these days. As a farmer's agent, I understand what you're going through, and I am here to help. Whatever your specific needs may be, I'd be happy to walk you through the process so you can get back to what you really care about. Because with times like this, you should be able to focus on what really matters. I'm ready to help you choose the best insurance options for what you personally need.
To learn more about the best insurance for your budget, call Amanda Langmaid of Farmers Insurance in Sebring, 989-704-3409, 989-704-3409.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news in Los Angeles, a federal judge has ruled that Trump-backed prosecutor Bill Essily acted unlawfully. Despite the decision, Essily keeps his job as the office's top deputy for now. The case has sparked debate over the role of politics in law enforcement. Many legal experts say the ruling could set new standards. The judge's comments highlighted concerns about integrity. The community awaits further developments in the court case. And in international news, Israeli forces have killed three suspected militants during West Bank operations. These actions follow weeks of unrest and arrests in the territory. Residents say clashes are disrupting daily life. The military claims the raids are targeting armed groups. Both sides are trading blame for the violence. Tensions show no sign of easing soon. For the complete news stories, obituaries, weather, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance of Sebewing. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid in Sebewing across from Luke's Market.